place. The day awakes to the sound of birds. It all seems dead on this misty morning, so fresh. I search for the alarm clock that's ringing in my weary, deafened ears, but only to find myself surrounded by man's machines, car, motorcycle, lorry, aircraft and ship, and all of all, aggression. I watch from my misty window to see thousands of worried, stress-filled faces clocking on their money-making enterprises, exploiting what they call the everyday mug. These people are afraid to show their faces, so they hide behind power and greed, leaving others to suffer in their wake. School's authority starts life with a swift caning just to show you who's boss. Then you leave the prison to find yourself in hell's burning torment. Yet they told you at school that you'd make a good soldier or salesman. Not a good lobotomy patient if you refuse to play that little game. Do you want to live freely, or live under the threat of extermination? Think for yourself. Be responsible. Find alternatives to violence. Don't economise. Autonomise. It's 5 o'clock, and the children play war with their palatoy guns, while their loving parents watch the lobotomy box, hoping to hear news of a peace treaty, or maybe price reductions, or maybe even an arms freeze. But there will never be peace or happiness in its true form if we pay taxes for their horror shows. Is it your life, or is it somebody else's life that you're playing the role of? Ask yourself if you want to live under oppressive governments. Ask yourself if you want to wear cosmetic death on your face to improve your appearance. Ask yourself if you want to pay rent to a false democratic lie. Did you see those filthy squatters, says Jimmy, watching news at 1. They were asked to move and didn't, so the police left them there. Yes, I did, says Mummy, but they don't really exist here, only in cities. The police fast thinks it has its powerful hand in country towns and villages, but they haven't taken a good look at London or Bristol, and you will see those so-called big, tough, bully boy coppers can't control the squat movements. We can't live without butcher's shops. We must pay the rent or we might get thrown out. We can't miss the news, or we won't know the truth about the world. Well, bollocks to your violent, malicious, piss-ridden, shout-on, spat-on, authoritarian farce. You stick your rule where you shit.